Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Eric Johansson. I'm one of the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Eric teaches for us at LSAT Demon. We have an email here from Leon.
Leon says, hello, LSAT Demon team. I was on Reddit and a top post had me thinking. These type of posts seem so common and they will downvote people who recommend getting a better LSAT score. Can you imagine that? It seems bad to recommend people to go to low-ranked schools without a full ride and claim rich kids are the ones being negative towards them. It's poor minority people like me who need to do good on the LSAT to get scholarships so we won't be in debt. Attached is a screenshot from the post. And it's a kind of a longish post, but here are some highlights. This is the title of the post was, I got into law school with a horrible LSAT and GPA. Starts, good luck to every L1 this fall. I was accepted into a T97 school. Hey, what rank do you think was the school?
Well, I'm looking right now.
If it was T97.
Yeah, so that's not using the new rankings, because the new rankings, there's a big tie at 98. So sure. Let's assume that it's one of these schools: St. Thomas, Minnesota, IU McKinney, New Hampshire, American, or Stetson. Of course, the rankings do fluctuate, kind of. There's like plus 10 or plus 20 or whatever on those rankings. So the school could now be ranked as high as, I don't know, 70th. It could be as low as 120th. You know, schools like this, right?
Yeah.
And it says that there's a, so this is bad LSAT, bad GPA, and a scholarship?
Yeah, accepted into a T97 school with a half scholarship for this fall. I had a 150 on the LSAT with no prep and a 3.0 GPA. How? Well, it goes on to list some of the non-statistical strengths of their application. And this applicant has done some cool stuff. They've worked with the public defender's office. They've gotten, they helped run a drug court. And it seems like they've been very active in their community and they've been working. All great stuff. But the TLDR at the end is, just because you're not a privileged rich kid with tutors and guidance counselors or the best of scores doesn't mean you can't get into law school yourself. Be a good and honest person, try hard, and move up in life through your own efforts. Some school somewhere will see it. I really feel for this person because it's so well-meaning, and I want them to be able to celebrate their accomplishment. And I get why getting into law school and going to law school is such an important and big thing for so many people in a position like this. I just wish, we talk about moving the goalposts. I just wish that the goalposts were moved a little bit to where it's not just getting into a law school.
Exactly. People think that getting in is great, or people think that getting in with a 50% scholarship is great. But, you know, first of all, did you check to see if this is a renewable scholarship or not? Schools that are ranked in this zone of schools sometimes do have conditional scholarship programs. Those have been going away, but let me see if I can find an example of one that has it still. Yeah, so IU McKinney. Here, let me share my screen here.
Yeah.
I'll show you how I got there. I started off here on the scholarship estimator. I scrolled down the list. This is ABA rankings down the left. I scrolled down and I went to this mid range, you know, that the Reddit poster was talking about. I clicked on McKinney. This is a visual representation of how many people get scholarships at that school. You know, one thing to point out right off the bat is that they give a lot of less than half tuition scholarships. They give a lot of half to full tuition scholarships as well. You're in this big muddy middle here where there are people there who are getting a worse deal than you, but there are people there that are getting a better deal and potentially way better deal than you are. So if you're paying 50% of their $52,600 tuition, you're probably paying your share for sure.
Yeah.
And maybe more than your share at a lot of schools. But the thing that I really wanted to point out is that if you click this PDF logo right here, it takes you to the source data. This is the American Bar Association standard 509 information report that every school has to put out every year. And if you scroll down for this school, Indiana, what was it again? McKinney in Indianapolis, Indiana. They have conditional scholarships. Looks like last year they were real generous. They only reduced or eliminated one out of 154. But that hasn't always been the case, including in the COVID year, academic year 2020 to 2021. That year they took away a lot of people's scholarships. There were 157 people there with a scholarship, and 41 of those people had their scholarship reduced or eliminated. So there you're looking at a, you know, 30% chance or something like that, that your grades aren't going to cut it. And I want to go back to the original Reddit poster. You know, you only had a 3.0 in undergrad and you only had a 150 on your LSAT. So the 150 on your LSAT with no prep is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
The thing about that is that you could have got a 165 with a little bit of prep. Oh. And it could have been cheap prep too.
Yeah.
And you could have ended up going to a much better school at a much better price. But instead, you're going in with, you know, your bad grades from undergrad, and you didn't spend a lot of time on the LSAT. And I get it that you don't have the resources, whatever, to, you know, to do expensive prep, but you could have applied for an LSAC fee waiver. You could have gotten discounts on the test. You could have got discounts on all of your prep stuff. You could have pretty easily gotten from a cold 150 to a warm 165. And then at that point, you would have been getting definitely full rides to this exact same school.
Thanks, Leon, for sharing this. Leon's on our side here. He gets it. And we end with on a positive note. Leon gives us an update on his story. Says, I wrote in earlier about trying to pick a school in Southern Florida and have decided on FIU as a no-brainer. I will be going for free thanks to my GI Bill and getting a living stipend thanks to a scholarship.
Nice.
Stetson and Tampa and Miami Law School are way more expensive and did not bother increasing their scholarship offers when I asked. Thanks again for helping me improve my score, and I will listen to every episode of your show when I run, even though I'm never going to do the LSAT again. I will keep spreading the demon, even though I got shadow banned on Reddit. Thanks, Leon.
That's not a ban on all of Reddit, by the way. That's a ban on r/LSAT, which happens to have a biased moderator who has a secret ban against LSAT demon. to the detriment of all who use r/LSAT.
Yeah.
Thank you, Leon. Keep spreading the good word. I'm glad we were able to help you make a smart decision. I mean, that is so fantastic that you're able to leverage that GI Bill for the free tuition and then get FIU to give you a scholarship on top of that, or a stipend on top of that, because they know that the GI Bill is paying for your tuition. So they're getting paid for that. Now they're going to turn around and give some of that money back to you in a stipend. That's excellent, Leon. Congratulations.
Heck yeah. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.